Mr. Chair, we congratulate you on your election and express our appreciation for your delegation's efforts for moving the agenda forward. As traditional supporters of initiatives under DDPA and co-sponsors of the successive HRC resolutions, we reaffirm our support to this working group and other mechanisms aimed at operationalizing the DDPA. Mr. Chair, while we acknowledge the progress made on the textual discussions held over the last many years, we also recognize the potential for further progress. Our efforts should be redoubled to move ahead and find convergences and building consensus, especially on the key provisions of the draft text, and we agree that we should not create new rights. Mr. Chair, here we would like to recall the UNGA's decision to commemorate the second decade for people of African descent. This should be an opportunity to buttress our collective efforts to address the continued suffering of the people of African descent by colonialism, slavery, slave trade, including the transatlantic slave trade. We reaffirm that racism and racial discrimination have no place in the modern world. However, this menace still continues to contribute to persistent social and economic inequalities in many parts of the world, despite the adoption of DDPA over two decades ago. Mr. Chair, we believe that a culture of peace, harmony, mutual tolerance, and accommodation are essential antidotes to racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and religious intolerance. These affirmative actions need to be accompanied by dissuasive measures such as calling out patterns of impunity, holding perpetrators accountable, and providing remedies to victims of such menaces. Mr. Chair, we wish to underline the salience of the intersection of religious and racial identities, which severely hamper the enjoyment of human rights. We remain gravely concerned over the steady rise in incidents of discrimination, hatred, hostility, and violence on the basis of religion, especially against Muslim individuals and communities. No one should be allowed to abuse their right to free speech to the detriment of other individuals, especially when it can result in hatred and violence. Mr. Chair, the increasing proclivity to stoke communal, racial, and religious divisions for political gains is reaching alarming magnitudes across the globe. Notably, with the advent of generative AI, the scale and intensity of hate speech is only expected to exacerbate further. The increasing complexity of these shared challenges requires careful and deft handling. We underline the importance of further discussions on these aspects in the draft text as well. Mr. Chair, Pakistan once again reaffirms its commitment and support towards the drafting of the declaration and assure you of our constructive engagement. I thank you.